to admit that was a rather long track, longer than we usually have, but I felt it was too good to fade. It was that wonderful musician on the banjo, Jerry O'Connor, playing a piece for us there called A Bag of Spuds. Spuds, of course, being potatoes. This next track is a classic in Irish folk music. First of all, it's done by a group that was a classic in Irish folk music, Planxty. Around the time of the Napoleonic Wars, the English army were doing their level best to recruit Irish men to fight against Napoleon. And it went on a little longer than the Napoleonic Wars. They went on further. But what they used to do is they used to send a sergeant with two of his men to a village and try and persuade the young men, some of whom would be unemployed and have no money, to come to the nearest hostelry where they would, feed them the drink, as my mother would say. And then when they were quite inebriated, they'd get them to sign up to join the British Army, and they'd go away from home and what have you. But one particular man, Arthur MacBride, he was going along by the seashore one day with his friend, and he heard the drummer coming, which foretold that the English sergeant and his men were coming to try and get some of the local lads to enlist. So Arthur MacBride wasn't having any of this. Himself and his pal, with their shillelaghs, waited for the two men, and then they beat the living daylights out of them. And then they got the drummer boy and his drum. Well, they got his drum and they hurled it out into the sea. His drum was his Rowdy Dow Dow. And this is the story of Arthur MacBride and what he did.
First cousin called Arthur MacBride, he and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a dawning, then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for camp with his rowdy dow dow in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea quickly will get in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives happy and charming. And now, me bold sergeant, we are not for sale. We'll make no such bargain, and your bribe won't avail. We're not tired of our country, we don't care to sail, although that your offer is charming. And if we were such fools as to take the advance, it's right bloody slender would be our poor chance. For the Queen wouldn't scruple to send us to France, where we would be shot without warning. And now, me bold fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads, and paid them right smart in the morning. As for the wee drummer, we rifled with his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy dow dow, and into the ocean to rock and to roll, and bad and a tedious returning. As for the old reindeer that hung by his
side. We flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil life, it shoots as far from my pride. To temper your steel in the morning.
We're going to change the style again. This is what I love about Sounds Irish. I can play what I like, and it is all what I like. Friends, I like every track I play on Sounds Irish. And this one is by Mike Denver, who's become very, very popular on the country and Irish scene, both here and in the US. And he's telling the story of the young men and women who have been away for most of the year in Canada, the US, Australia, wherever. And they're guaranteeing that they will be home for Christmas time. Mike Denver.
Boston, Bronx, or Sydney, Newport, New York, or Montreal. Sometimes it's hard to believe that we all had to leave. Another generation lost to another country. Home Christmas time. We'll be home Christmas time. Johnny's gone to Melbourne. He's getting lots of work and loads of beer. Breeze in California, sitting pretty where it never rains all year. Might be our last time. The 12 days of Christmas, old acquaintance and ringing auld lang syne. But come round New Year's Day, when we're back on our way, the aching pain leaving as we wave all our loved ones goodbye. Might be be home Christmas time. Home Christmas time. We'll be home Christmas time. Home Christmas time. We'll be home Christmas time.
This next track, I guarantee, will be the most played track on not only Irish radio stations, but many other radio stations, both internet and terrestrial, around the world. It's a big, big hit for Kirsty MacColl, Shane McGowan and the Pogues. Now, the Pogue is the Irish word for kiss. The Pogues had this hit some good few years ago, and every year this song is resurrected. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's guaranteed to get a party going at Christmas time, and you'll hear it, well, from now until possibly even the middle of January, this song telling us the story of the fairy tale of New York. It starts rather quietly, but it does get hectic towards the end.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in like 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
You know, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish means that I can play what I like as long as it has some Irish connection. And, you know, I leave more tracks out than I play because I run out of time. I don't want to do that this week. I want to include this old-time Irish-type song that we've mentioned already on the programme. This is nothing compared with the last track we played, but it is every bit as good in my book. We go back to about 1940, I think, when Bing Crosby released this track, telling us all about Christmas in Killarney. Now, Killarney is in County Kerry, in the south of Ireland, and there's some lovely sort of quaint lines in this song. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How good it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. Here's Bing Crosby and Christmas in Killarney.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
And now it's time for a track from Mary Duff. Mary, who I think has a wonderful way of putting a song across. And you know, I don't play enough of Mary Duff on... wasn't meant to be a poem, by the way. I don't play enough of Mary Duff. It's true, because I don't have an awful lot of material of Mary Duff. But I want to play this song because it's a song that I like. So much so that I did an arrangement of it for my choir two or three years ago. And if you eat up your greens and behave yourselves, I might play it for you before the Christmas period is over. But here's Mary Duff. Now, earlier on, we had Daniel singing, telling us all about the old Christmas card. Do you remember? Well, he's joined up with Mary Duff to give us their version of Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow.
Mike Denver telling about Coming Home for Christmas Time. Now here, my favourite ballad group, and the regular listeners will know that the Dublin City Ramblers are my favourite ballad group. They're singing for us here, Sailing Home to Dublin City. They're not flying home, but they're sailing home. Actually, this has got nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a lovely way they put this song across. I think we played the Dermot O'Brien version of it a couple of weeks ago. Let's listen to Sailing Home to Dublin City from the Dublin City Ramblers.
I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a grey November morning. Ah, me love shed a tear as she stood by the pier, but I told her I had to be going. She's my treasure and pearl, she's my old darling girl, but my wild oats I have to be sowing. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there. I've seen all the sights of this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover. I've hunted the whale and weathered the gale, Now my roving days are all over, for I miss Moor Street smell and the owl if he swell and the pigeon house lights in the evening and Sandy Mount Strand where we walked hand in hand and we watched while the mailboat was leaving. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there.
Friends, I want to play for you now a track from a group, first of all, that has a most unusual name, Rant Maggie Rant. They are a Canadian-based group and so talented, three of them. They play all sorts of, well, Celtic, folk, Scottish, Irish, and even classical music. I'll tell you a bit more about them on next week's programme or the week after. What I want you to listen to is their version of the song, well, I think it's called the Christmas song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. You know, I love vocal harmony, and that's what appeals to me about this very talented trio. And as I say, more of them on next week's programme. Have a listen to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and listen to the harmony. Wonderful presentation.
Yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the yuletide gay.
I think that's a fabulous name for a group, and we'll be hearing more from them in future programmes. Now, we Irish love a hooly. You know what a hooly is? A hooly is, well, it's our word for a party, but the mother and father of parties. Oh yes, when we Irish throw a party, well, it is a party, and it is a hooly. And here's Declan Nerney telling us all about a Christmas hooly, which is even better again.
Same, some people do believe, but a strange thing happens. happened in our house last year on Christmas Eve. In the middle of our party, a loud knock came to the door. Come on ahead, June, we all said, there's room for plenty more. The latching lifted gently, we stood there amazed, because before our eyes, to our surprise, stood the mighty Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas
is what we heard him say, and peace to every Irish home is my wish for Christmas Day. For on this night, all around the world, as a journey through the snow, bringing joy and gifts to the little folk, at which hour they'll never know. Beyond the candle in your window came the ceilidh and the song. So I'll stay a while in the Emerald Isle, and then I'll journey on.
Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of poaching, and a ho, ho, ho it be. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree.
That night, to watch him waltz with Grandma, sure it was our heart's delight. It's great to see such merriment among you one and all. And maybe this time next year I will make another call. There was tapping at the window as he ho-ho-ho'd again. Sure it was little Rudolph's red nose pressed against the window pane. With his eyes he seemed to tell us it was time for them to go. Soon Santa and his reindeers, they went dashing through the snow.
Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of poaching, and he'd ho, ho, ho with glee. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree. Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of pushy, and he ho, ho, ho with glee. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree.
Declan Nermy telling us all about the strange visitor at the Christmas Hooley. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this very mixed Sounds Irish this week. And if you're joining me for the first time, I promise you that it's just the same every week. Very, very mixed and, well, different types and styles of music. Now, once again, as I said at the beginning, the email address, joebullard2@aircon.net. And I'm very conscious of the fact that people could very easily spell aircon wrong because of the way it sounds. So it's joebollard and then a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you. I do get emails from all around the world, but particularly if you are a new listener to the programme, whatever radio station you're listening to me on. Friends, once again, also, apologies for the cold. It just about held out. Well, that was encouraged by various cups of tea and various other bits and pieces to help me along, sweets and the like. And you're not going to believe this, but a large dose of cough medicine, which tasted vile. I won't go any more about that. But friends, as I say, hope you've enjoyed the programme. I hope all is well in your world, particularly at this time of the year with Christmas coming on, and I hope you don't get too stressed out. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again with Sounds Irish next week, Joe Ballard saying in Irish slán, which is the Irish word for goodbye, or slán lat to give it its proper use, goodbye to you. Slán, take good care of yourselves, travel safely, bye.